With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I sort of collected architects the way other people collect coins and stamps and things.
That's writer Brendan Gill, whose lifelong interest in architecture has led to a major biography of Frank Lloyd Wright called Many Masks.
I used to like to do stories about him in the New Yorker magazine, and he used to like to have stories done about him because he adored publicity.
So in the 1950s, Brendan Gill and Frank Lloyd Wright developed a true friendship.
It seemed very natural to me to want to write about him as in the form of a personal memoir, and then it became increasingly obvious as well as increasingly fun from my point of view to write as much of the whole life as I could.
For a while, Frank Lloyd Wright also had a friendship with Ayn Rand, who was an unquestioned admirer of the great architect.
She did model unquestionably the Rourke, the hero of the Fountainhead, after Frank Lloyd Wright. Frank pretended to be chagrined by the fact that Rourke was tall and red-haired, and he wanted the hero to be more like him, which is to say short and white-haired.
But Ayn Rand soon became a pest. Brendan Gill recalls being with Wright at Manhattan's 21 Club when Ayn Rand swept in.
She came along and was doing her bowing and waving and saying Lieber Meister, this and that. He groaned with dismay. He wanted to be as far from her as possible.
Seldom are architects celebrated in song. Simon and Garfunkel. Brendan Gill's illuminating biography of Frank Lloyd Wright, Many Masks, was published by Putnam. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The architect Frank Lloyd Wright lived an unconventional life, as Brendan Gill tells us in his biography, Many Masks. For example, Wright's abandonment of his wife and six children and his well-publicized extramarital affairs. Brendan Gill describes a hideous crime in 1914 at Taliesin, Wright's estate in Wisconsin, involving Wright's mistress, Maymaw, and her children.
A servant in the house set fire to the house, and as Maymaw and her two children and several other people in the house were seeking to escape from the blaze, he butchered them with an axe. So six or seven people were killed in a few minutes in this blaze of the destruction of Taliesin.
The slaughter made headlines all over the world, and many at the time believed it was God's way of punishing Wright for his sexual behavior. Brendan Gill describes Frank Lloyd Wright as a con man.
He was a kind of Mississippi riverboat gambler, and he dressed like one, you know. He was always sartorially so splendid with a cape and a cap.
And Gill says Wright could sell almost anything.
Most architects are very skillful at selling themselves. To some extent, it is a profession that requires snake oil salesmen, and he was consummately that. As well as that, he was a genius. The work is there. My book isn't an attempt to debunk him, because the work is there. Anybody can go and see that this man was a very great architect.
The Frank Lloyd Wright story is told by Brendan Gill in Many Masks, published by Putnam. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The new biography of Frank Lloyd Wright by Brendan Gill, Many Masks, clears up a lot of myths about the great architect. Gill says many of those myths were launched by Wright himself in his own autobiography.
Everybody knew that much of it was untrue, but when I began to analyze it very closely and to discover things about his life that I think nobody else has ever discovered, it turned out that almost every page of it was a tissue of lies, that he invented everything.
For example, Wright claimed to be 2 years younger than he was.
He wanted very much to be a prodigy, and he wasn't a prodigy. He was a dropout from college. He didn't get good grades in the very few courses that he did take before he dropped out.
Brendan Gill says Frank Lloyd Wright even fabricated the circumstances of his birth.
A lot of nonsense about his mother having wanted him to be an architect when he was still in her womb and all that. There isn't a shred of evidence he ever had any such intention at all.
Frank Lloyd Wright ran away from home, worked as an office boy in a civil engineering firm, became a draftsman, and then he joined the hottest Chicago architectural firm of the day.
By the time he was 21, he was the head draftsman at Adler & Sullivan and was working very closely with Louis Sullivan, who was one of the two or three greatest architects of that time.
Striking out on his own, Frank Lloyd Wright achieved the kind of fame few architects can claim.
He certainly asserted at a very early age that he was the greatest American architect that had ever lived, but that wasn't enough for him. He really wanted to be and asserted that he was the greatest architect that had ever lived.
Brendan Gill's biography of Frank Lloyd Wright, Many Masks, was published by Putnam. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. While the late architect Frank Lloyd Wright was best known for such spectacular projects as Manhattan's Guggenheim Museum, he was preoccupied all of his life with building low-cost housing. Brendan Gill's biography of Frank Lloyd Wright is called Many Masks.
He was really dedicated to the notion that we all should be properly sheltered, and in his case, it meant we should all be sheltered by Frank Lloyd Wright.
In the 1940s, Wright developed the first of what he called his Usonian houses, and he got the cost down to just $5,000. He did it by building a carport instead of a garage, leaving out the basement, constructing a flat roof, and using radiant heating. Brendan Gill says Wright's major achievement was in creating a house that was a safe, snug shelter, not unlike a cave.
The production of a kind of house that was natural, that we feel good in, and it was a very far cry from the kind of box house where it was with a lot of little box rooms inside one big box.
Frank Lloyd Wright's homes are being built to this day.
Something that's never happened in history before, houses that he wasn't able to persuade anybody to build in his lifetime are now being licensed by the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation to be built.
Brendan Gill says the title of his book, Many Masks, is appropriate for Frank Lloyd Wright.
All through his life, he seemed to assume a whole series of different masks, and he would put on masks according to what was convenient for him.
Brendan Gill's Many Masks was published by Putnam. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.